Hello everyone, welcome to the Magic Within podcast. I'm your host Deepika and I'm here to share my views on spirituality with you all. Since living consciously has become a way of life for me, I've realized the most brutal truths we have been living with. And the truth is how we stand in our own way most of the times and become our biggest blockage. This happens when we are so deeply conditioned to our society that we subconsciously draw boundaries for our own selves. I can only earn this much. It's very difficult for me to handle a business and a job. I can't multitask. It's not easy for me to be a mother and still have a career. It's not easy for me to lose weight or gain weight. It's not so easy for everyone to end up with those you really love. Sometimes you have to compromise in your life, etc., etc., etc. And if I may ask you, who taught you all this? A dysfunctional society that is trying to limit your potential? And yeah, 98% of the population, I feel, is living in their own shackled worlds without harnessing their true potential, and only 2% of them are able to thrive. And I'm sure they know that all the societal conditioning and all these self-limiting beliefs are just a lie that have been fed to us. Why do you see only less amount of people that are living their dream lives and most of the others are just dreaming and visualizing, but they never really achieve it, or they just never really take a step forward towards it? It's because adhering to what most of the population is sticking by feels comfortable, known, and safe. And maybe somewhere it's just subconsciously deep-seated and rooted in our minds, and it has become a second nature to us. I'll tell you one thing. Everyone is limitless and can achieve anything in their life for real. For real. If they just let go of the fear and shed the old learnings. We don't have to be what our parents or ancestors have been. It's not a set formula that we need to stick by. It's just a mental block we have been harboring for so long. Next time, while dreaming of big things, visualizing about your dream life that no one has ever lived or done in your life, in your family, just imagine, what if you achieve it with ease and with least effort? What if it is not so hard or impossible to do something new? What if it comes to you like your second nature? Tell yourself that you're not the same person who has been bound by fear and limiting beliefs in the past. Affirm that your potential is limitless because you are a part of this limitless universe. And that's what you have inherited. Limitless is the word for you. Every time you try to compromise or short self yourself and every time you stop yourself out of fear of failure or fear of standing out of your comfort zone and looking different than your family, you tell yourself mindfully, I don't have to be like them. It's okay for me to to do something different. I don't have to be the replica of the society. I will make my own rules. If I feel I can be a millionaire, I can. If I feel I truly deserve an abundant, easy, miraculous life, I can. If you feel that you can achieve anything, love, that perfect body, that miraculous, peaceful life, that confidence, you can. Changing your inner dialogue around your self-limiting beliefs is the key to become the limitless version of yourself. Remember, it's you who is standing in your own way. It's you who is blocking big things to enter your life. Because somewhere subconsciously you are romanticizing compromised version of yourself that you have been conditioned to live for a long time. It's you who is allowing mediocre things to come in your life. It's you who is giving power to small, mediocre stuff in your life. You're giving power to fear in your life. You're giving power to limiting beliefs in your life. And it's only you who can change the narrative and shift things for yourself to harness the maximum potential of your life. It's only and only you. Think about it.